Really, I feel back. I really feel the same way back towards you. I really wish I can show you that. Okay. I just want to. I know. I have heard from many boys. You know, we're talking a lot about the Torah and about the Sefer Torah and Rabbi Mossberg and Mr. Mossberg. Some of you are like, so much, so we're doing so much about it. But you know what? I told you, just give me one more day, because I didn't have my chance. And I'd like to share my hargesha, my feelings and thoughts that I think are very, very important. So that's why I told the class this morning, just one more day, Ellie, okay. You know, I may have mentioned the story years ago, but my brother who was a Rav in upstate New York for many, many years, we've gone to his shul on our Niagara trip, he lives in Queens now. So when he first went there, he became a chaplain in the penitentiary, the state, New York State penitentiary system. He's a young guy, and he goes to the office, it says clergy, you know, it's shared by the imam and the pastor and the rabbi, and waiting by the door, because it was rabbi day, was this huge 6'8" burly guy, tattoos, I mean, there was nothing about him that screamed out Torah, Yiddishkeit, but he needed to see the rabbi. My brother was really scared. He was nervous. He brought him into the office, and he said, I was waiting for the rabbi. He said, what do you want to talk about? He said, I don't want to talk about anything. Every time the rabbi comes, I have to say hello. And I'll tell you why. He said, since he was a little boy, he doesn't know, he grew up in a broken home, and it's just terrible, but he remembers going to his father for weekends. And his memory, all he remembers is as a little boy, when they would open up that closet and they would take out the Torah and put a crown on it, and everybody would run, the kids, the fathers would run and kiss it. He said, that warm feeling that I have about being part of something, I don't know what, I don't know what it is. I don't know what, but I know that I'm part of something that fathers, sons and grandfathers and grandchildren are running and kissing. And every time the rabbi comes, I run to the rabbi. It's like, it's all I have left. And that's my memory, and that's his connection to Yiddishkeit. It's a beautiful story. It's amazing, the koach of what we do with the Sefer Torah. But, you know, for us, it's a lot more than just kissing the Sefer Torah. Why are we kissing the Sefer Torah? Why? What is so special? So I want to first share with you a thought from last week's Parsha and perhaps tie it in. Eliezer Eved Avram. So there's a lot of talk. This week is a little bit of a down Eliezer week, but next week is a big Eliezer Eved Avram week. And last week, we are introduced to Eliezer Eved Avram. And one of the things that we know about him is his name was Damesek. Damesek, we all know from Rabbi Sauber's Chumash Parsha sheets what it means, many pshatim. One of the pshatim is Dola Umashka Mitoroso Shel Rabo. He was able to draw and give over to drink the Torah of his master of Avraham Avinu. Sounds nice. Yet next week we find out that Avram tells Eliezer, you're not your daughter. Sorry, you're a great man. Eliezer but Avram was huge. I mean, he was a huge person in who Avram was. He was Eved Avram, but he was Eved Avram. And Avram says, I cannot have your daughter marry my son because Baruch and Arur, you're unfortunately come from an Arur, and I'm Baruch, they don't connect. Dola umashke mitarosan shel rabo. I mean, that's amazing. Yet he couldn't. He was the one who gave over Avram's Torah before Yitzchak. He was the magid shir of in the yeshiva of Avram Avinu. Yet he couldn't marry the daughter. So I once heard from Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs, a very very philosophical and deep thinking mashkiach of Lakewood Yeshiva today. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he does a lot of his mashkiach work Skype. BMG is onto that now. He does a lot of he gives shmuzin through Skype. He's a very profound thinker. And I remember hearing this idea from him, that the difference between a baruch and an aror is expressed beautifully in the way we talk about Eliezer's giving over of Torah. He was a dola umashke mitarosan sharabo. He didn't learn the Torah, internalize it, and make it Eliezer's Torah, and then give it over. He was an amazing ability of being dola, drawing of Rav Avinu's Torah, and just giving it over. Just like a person draws water, you know? He's got nothing to do with it. It didn't become Eliezer, and Eliezer didn't become the Torah. It's only a baruch, only a person from shame has the ability to take Torah, to internalize it, and make it their own. And then, after you've taken the Torah that you've made your own, you give it over. That's baruch. To be misbarech with the Torah, to take the Torah and make it enrich you, to rejuvenate you, and to make it go to the next generation, that's something that only a baruch can do. And as an amazing tape recorder that Eliezer was, an amazing, but it wasn't from Eliezer, it was Avram's Torah. You know, I think that the most important thing that was said, it was an amazing day, but I have to share what I was moved most when Rabbi Teitz and his father, Rav Teitz, said to Mr. Mossberg that the Torah you gave is not going to sit in the Aron Kodesh. That's not where it's going. To me, I was moved, but when I choked up, when I heard our leaders say to Mr. Mossberg and explain to him that we're not a museum, we're taking that Torah out, we're laning from it, and it's not about laning. We're going to be learning that Torah. And every Daf Gemara that we do now, a part of it is from that Torah. And every time we learn, and we talk in learning, and we internalize Torah, a part of that learning is from that Sefer Torah, literally and figuratively. And that was such, to me, that was such a profound moment. And I'm so happy that it was shared with Mr. Mossberg. We're not a museum for a Torah. We're a living Torah. In order for Torah to go from generation to generation, you know, one of the animamim that we make is the animamim that the Torah lo tehe muchlefes, that the exact same Torah that was given at Sinai is the Torah we have now. But it's not just like, you know, that Torah, we still have it, you know, because look, it's the same words. It means that the Torah that we learn, that we study, and that we are mechadesh, that we do, that becomes the Torah. We, by learning it and by internalizing it, that is the manifestation of the Torah. We're not just dola umashke, mitaras and shorabo. And the way, how do we get ownership? How do we make the Torah our own? Is when we get passionate about the Torah. When we care about the Torah. When it becomes part of us. And we fight for it. We fight for it because we want to understand it, because that's the way it becomes our own. The Gemara tells us, an amazing Gemara, talks about kasam aluach libecha, that you're supposed to take the Torah and write it on the luach of your heart. Kasam aluach libecha means that we take the Torah and it's written, inscribed on our hearts as part of us. And by the way, I just once heard an amazing thing. The Aron Kodesh, if you ever notice, this one doesn't have it, but the Aron has luchos. They're always shaped. They're shaped like... not like luchos, because in the Gemara clearly says the luchos were square, but yet the Klal Yisrael's minhag for hundreds of years is round on top. And I've heard many pshatim, but I once heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro, a great Baal Machshava in Eretz Yisrael, who said that he thinks the Masorah comes from this Gemara, because that's for some reason we draw a heart that way, and it's Klal Yisrael's way of mentioning kasum aluach libecha. That's the lave, the heart that we refer to about the Torah. So the luach, we shape it like a heart, because what we're concerned about is not the luchos that we're given, but the luach of our heart, and making it our own, and being passionate about it. And then the Gemara tells us an amazing thing about what is the definition about people who make Torah their own, and kasvam aluach libecha. And the Gemara tells us the following. The pasuk says, Ashrei hagever asher milei es hashpaso mehem. Fortunate is the person who fills his what do they call that thing? The arrow, the quiver with Torah. Lo yevoshu ki yidabru es oyevim bashar. He will not be embarrassed as he speaks with the enemies in the gates. And the Gemara says an amazing thing. Mai es oyevim bashar. What does it mean, your enemies in the gates? Amar Rebbi Chiya bar Abba, afilu ha'avu b'no. Even father and son. Harav v'talmido. Rabbeim and their talmidim. She'oskin b'torah b'shar echad, that are learning and toiling in Torah in one gate, in one base medrash. Nasim oyevim ze'ezeh. They at times become enemies with one another. They fight. Go into a base medrash. Go, you see people fighting. They're fighting it out. They're arguing. And they get passionate and they scream. They're fighting. Because you're tearing something that's mine away from me. But here's the amazing thing about our fighting. About our enemies that we make in the base medrash. The Gemara says, the Einam Zazim Misham. They will not move from there, from that battlefield. They will not move Ad Shenasim Ohavim Ze'ezeh until they become greater endeared and loved one to each other. Shenemar Esvahev Besufa, a pasuk in Parshas Chukas, Al Turki Besufa El Besufa. We darshan from there that the battlefield of Torah brings to greater love to one another, to greater achas between each other, and to greater friendship. Because we know that as much as the Torah is our own, it's all of ours together. There was a day of rage. Rachmana Litzlan, the what's going on there at Israel, and Baruch Hashem, we're davening and doing what we can, davening and thinking about it. But there was a sign in the yeshiva in Lakewood, outside the Bais Medrash, that said "Day of Rage." On that day, they put out a sign. What are they going to do? They're not fighting. They're here in America. What are they going to do? So they wrote. I couldn't see it. It was a picture in the paper. But we're going to have our own day of rage. Do what we can. And the rage what they were referring to, and I couldn't see, but the R and the A stood for Rischa d'Oraita. That's the Gemara's reference. When the Gemara talks about the battlefield of Torah, it calls it Rischa, the anger of Torah, that brings Ava. While the enemy is fighting with a rage that brings Sina and hate and destruction, Rachman al-Islan, the least we can do is use our rage for Torah, to know, fight for what's true, the Dvar Hashem, with each other, and it only brings to greater Ahava one to each other. This week, we finally got the Beis Medrash program. You know, we had Sukkos and we had a lot of breaks. It was hard, and I have to say, it was in my class. I took a video, I showed it to my children, to my wife, because I'm proud. You think I don't. We're very proud of what goes on in here. And I share it at home. And I took a video of 20 minutes of learning. And it was beautiful. But it didn't stop. It was wonderful. Learning chavrusas. But then an amazing thing happened. There were some seniors that Rabbi Parnas sent down. And they were standing by the Beis Medrash, by the Bima, will be laying from the Sefer Torah. And I don't want to miss anyone. So Ezra and Noah and Yaakov and Dove and Solomon. And I'm telling you, the fighting that was going on at this Bima was unbelievable. This is what I'm not. It was unplanned. It was like a battlefield of Torah. They were fighting over a pshat because their opponents had challenged them to find something wrong with a Rashi, and it was a sight, such a Kiddush Hashem. And that is mamish. That this Gemara, I wasn't planning. This that made my speech when I saw that. This is what I'm going to speak about. The more of fighting, a passionate fight of Torah on our bima where we lain the Sefer Torah that was given to us by Mr. Mossberg. That is the greatest schus we can give to Mr. Mossberg, who deserves our schusim. And for Klal Yisrael, there's nothing greater to bring Ava to each other that comes from the true Ava of Ava's Torah. There's nothing greater. So we should continue that, Mitzvah Hashem in our Beis Medrash, and continue dancing with the Sefer Torah until Mashiach comes. B'mehirah v'yameinu, have a good job.
Thank you.
You don't got to be the first one to stand up before you finish the speech. That way, at least wait for him to finish speaking before you stand up.
First one. It's still recording. Hello, hi, how are you?